Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, Abbas. Good evening. As we're approaching Hanukkah, I just remembered, I must have mentioned it in the past once, that I've got this very clear memory of watching. I mean, you know, Meir Yeshivish was next to Rav Eliashiv, and I did see him a few times. I regret, I should have gone more often, but I saw Shachris, and I saw Havdalah, and I saw a lot of, but one of the things that I only realized afterwards, the godless of it, was the Hadlokas Menorah of Rav Eliashiv. I remember that it was rushed because he lit the same time than we lit in Yeshiva, but it's only a few minutes walk from Meir Yeshiva to Rechov Hanan, where he lived. I tell you what, I don't know if it didn't hit me b'sha'as ma'aser, but the more I think about it, the more I see greatness in it. And that was I don't know if it might be available online, I'm not sure. It might be able to, I don't know what's on there nowadays, but to see Rav Eliashiv lighting was, I remember very clearly, he came down and then he lit by the, it was like a gate, like a very, very narrow, little path, and it was like the gate where he lived, because it says Rav Eliashiv, and it was like on the side, it would be in Menorah. Now, what was unique, what was really special about it, was that, fine, he made the brachas, fine, he lit, and everything was quite swift. I don't remember if there was moistu afterwards or not, I don't remember. What I do remember was the Menorah. I remember that very clearly, because the Menorah was absolutely, absolutely, absolutely simple. There was absolutely nothing to the Menorah. It's the same Menorah than you can get for, you know, £1.95 kind of. Do you know which ones I mean, yeah? Yeah. It was one of those, and that's what Rav Eliashiv lit. And initially, I don't know if on the spot I thought of that, or only later, so that's very strange, because there's a mitzvah of Hiddur Mitzvah. And yes, we even saw, I seem to remember, the Mishnah Berurah says, brings from Achoinim, that there's a Hiddur Mitzvah with regards to the Menorah as well. I know, the Hiddur Mitzvah really is meant to be on the lighting, on the candles, yeah? And there's a machloikas as to whether there's also a Hiddur Mitzvah with regards to the actual Menorah, because that's already it's kind of perhaps even a Hechsher Mitzvah. I'm not sure Hechsher Mitzvah is accurate, but it's like, it's not the intrinsic part of it. It's not like Yesek, right? Mm-hmm. Right, the Esek is a Chef to the Mitzvah, or the Lulav is a Chef to the Mitzvah. This is, it's more like, yeah, it's a bit, so properly, it is holding the, so that's a machloek is ready, the lamdonim, they discuss as to whether, because you do need it, so as to whether, to what extent is it intrinsic to the mitzvah? All right, okay, it's a discussion, very nice discussion. Mishnah Berurah paskens, yeah, there is an element of it, the mitzvah in it. All right. But I tell you what I think it's greatness in it. Why do I think it's great? I think it's absolute greatness, because we, nowadays, we feel an intrinsic need to make the mitzvahs. We have to hold on to something. You know, nowadays, we not only the menorah has to be silver, but you go into the shops, you'll find the extra large things, because they're a few more pounds, they're a bit more expensive, so we feel much better if we buy them. There's a silver oil containers where there's, according to any opinions in the world, there's no Inyan and Hiddur in that. But we want to buy those as well. And then we want to buy this kind and that kind, because we want to just feel that we've done something for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We want to feel we've done something good. So we're spending another £5 on this, another £10 on that. We want to buy this oil because it's a bit more expensive. There's two Hechsher, Masapur, one Hechsher. We still don't exactly understand why you need a Hechsher. But fine. Okay, so we want to find, but the Rav Eliashiv knows the mitzvah in its purity. He just knows that he doesn't need that. The Rav Eliashiv didn't need that sense of satisfaction, because he felt the satisfaction just doing the mitzvah properly. He felt that's the mitzvah, and you don't have to do all these colorful things around it to feel the sense of satisfaction of the mitzvah, because he felt that's rotzen haboyah, and that's what I've got to do, and that's what I'm doing, full stop. And it's greatness, because I think that we have got sometimes that do you know what I'm saying? That sometimes we feel we've got to do more, because we don't have that sense of satisfaction of just doing the mitzvah in its purest, in its most beautiful sense. And that is what I learned from Rav Eliashiv's Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah a few years ago. Are you in agreement with me? Yeah, is there a bit of truth in that? Right, okay. Yeah, they have these beautiful menorahs. Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah, and it's all. I'm not. I'm not chas v'sholem saying there's anything wrong with it. It's very nice. Again, it's nice to have a silver menorah. I also enjoy lighting a nice menorah. It also gives me something. But I'm just saying that there is probably I think in its purest sense, you enjoy the mitzvah just as much without it, and you just do what's right, and yeah. Okay, good, fine. We're moving on with a very controversial topic. I would argue that this is the most controversial and debated topic in Hilchas Pesach, perhaps. No, this is the Machine Matzahs, perhaps. Well, together with the Machine Matzah discussion, there is this discussion of the Mechiras Chometz. Simon Tov Mem Ches is the place that we're going to discuss the sale of the Chometz over Pesach, why we do it, how we do it, what works, what doesn't work. It's a really very controversial topic. I would argue that the most shailas are in Hilchos Pesach. Many shailas are, and it's interesting because it touches on Yoyedeh, it touches on Chosh Mishpat, it touches on, well, obviously Oy Chaim, it touches on all the Chelke Shulchan Aruch. It's a fascinating topic, really fascinating topic. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into it. So the starting point is Shulchan Aruch said in Siman Tov Mem Chesiv Aleph Tin Chometz Shalva Pesach. The starting point is actually not, there is no siman discussing the sale of chometz. The topic is really Siman Tov Mem Ches is the topic of chometz Shav Aleph Pesach. The discussion of chometz which wasn't removed over Pesach, which was not sold, not removed, not destroyed over Pesach. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch starts this. Chometz sha'ova, chometz shel ein yehudi, chometz which belonged to a goy, sha'ova olav Pesach, which went right through Pesach, muta afilo bachila, is permitted to eat. So if the chometz belonged to a goy, you're allowed to eat it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Nevalav, chometz, I know, imobotzek, if it's dough, or afilo pas, even more so if it's bread proper. Pemokim shenagin heta bepas shelakum, this is leaving out the discussion as to whether bread which is baked by a goy, if it's mut or not, that's obviously a different discussion. Goyish bread, what's nowadays, there's also goyish bread that is available, no? What is it called? Yeah, is that what it is? Right. Right? So these are all. If you know for sure that the ingredients are fine, but it's baked by a goy, so that's the discussion. He said, leaving all this discussion out, if you've got chometz which belonged to a goy, you're allowed to eat that. So this is really important because we've got to know what is a chomer, what is a kodesh. So really, if chometz genuinely belonged to a goy, there's nobody holds that is a problem. I think I have to go over this again because at times we make a mistake with that. And we are going to do, some of us, and we're going to get to that later, Mitzvah Shem, maybe not tonight, but we tend to make chumras, and then we don't realize that actually these chumras will lead to a kula. And this of here is absolutely clear that if chumras actually belong to a goy, there's no shaila about that. More on that, Mitzvah Shem. Okay, Siv Beis. Im eino Yehudi mevili soel doiron chumras b'yom achren shel Pesach. If a goy brings to a yid a doiron, a gift, chometz of chometz, which contained chometz, or was chometz, b'yom achren shel Pesach, on the last day of Pesach. Goy brought chometz to the yid. What should he do? Last day of Pesach, the goy brings you a nice chometz. What are you going to do? Don't take it. Lo yikablenu ha'yisrael, the yid should not accept it. Not only that, are you allowed to just like say emotion like... No, you're not allowed to do that. If gam lo yenika metoich meisav, and also should not be recognizable from his actions, shechovetz boy that he wants it. I found that such an interesting Shulchan Aruch because it goes into the psychology of a person. It says first Shulchan Aruch says don't take it, and then Shulchan Aruch says don't even make a sign language that you might want it. Just like make sure he understands you don't want it. But lo yenika metoich meisav should not be recognizable from his actions, shechovetz boy that you do want it. V'toiv, and it is even better, shoyoymah, that you should say, she'einu roitze, you should make it clear, and you should state, and you should stipulate, and you should say it clearly, she'einu roitze, I do not want it, she'ik no le'rishusay, you should also say, my domain, I don't want domain to acquire this. I don't have anything to do with it. So if he just dumps it because it's easier for him, you know, the delivery, there's sometimes just on Shabbos it happens, you know, they just deliver, they just dump it. They don't want to come back 2 hours later or the next day or next week. So just say, you know, is it okay if I just dump it over here? So you should say, my place is not coin of this. I don't want to acquire this. I don't want to acquire this. Okay, so that's... Pardon?
When you say that, who are you saying it to?
You should say it, you should say it to the guy. It is good. It's good enough. If
it's in your chatzah, you can't. You're
machne without wanting to. Okay, so Yossel says, it's your chatzah is going to be koine, shalom yidaitoi. The answer to your question is that you're right in principle. When you explicitly state that you don't want your chatzah to be koine, then it's not going to be koine. That's what we're doing over here. So the chatzah is koine when it's pava. Yeah, so yeah, that's how it works. If you say clearly, I don't want my chatzah to be koine, then it's not going to be koine. Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, absolutely. You could say, I don't want it today. I'm fine if you want to bring it tomorrow. That's fine. Is that called hachana? I don't think it's hachana because it's part of your refusal. Good question. I don't think it's hachana. Hachana would be if you melechatchil arranged it. Here, this is part of your refusal. You say, I don't want it. And I'm happy to take it. I'll be okay to take it tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, now the Mishnah points out in Sifkot and Gimel that B'yoyim Achren Avshud Rabbonon for Kol Shkem Pesach Kufay. So this is, even if it's Achren Shal Pesach, which we know is only rabbinical, nevertheless, even more so if it's the other day. So even if it's the rabbinical, last day of Pesach is rabbinical, nevertheless, you're not allowed to accept any chomets. Okay. Mishnah Sifkot and Vav tells us that... I want to just go to Sifkot and Hey. Lo yenikah shouldn't be recognizable from your actions. Deim yenikah mashechovitz boy. If you make it clear from your actions, shechovitz boy, that they do wish this item. Kigoyin tzatzat shoyim lo, that you say hanach b'mokum tzenua. Put it in this hidden place down there. Bechatzir, in the back of, you know, in over there in the back garden. Put it over there. It's just, do you mind to bring it over there? Chatzir koine lo. Then that's what Yossel points out. Then the chotzer is koine. Then your domain actually acquires this chometz, and that's why it's going to be also. But if it's not recognizable, if you don't make any signs of willingness and you don't show any wish in it, but he just dumps it there and you just like make pava, then it's going to be fine. Then we would say he's going to say you don't want to accept this, and your chotzer cannot be coining something against your wish, and therefore it's going to be okay, and it doesn't become also at all. Now the Shulchan Aruch said that it's better to say you don't want it. Indeed, says the Mishnah Moed Sifkot Nvav, 2 lines from the bottom. Toiv sheyema she'enu roitzei haynu ayi av shemitzad adin. Although, and in principle, afilu bistamina meshor, you don't have to state it and clearly verbalize it. Mikol mokum, nevertheless, Rav Chede Milzei, it is better yet to actually say it. Yoyma v'feresh, you say explicitly she'enu roitzei, you don't want it. But if you don't say it, but yeah, it's still fine. Okay, so chomet shavu l'Pesach. But that's what we're learning over here. That you've got to be, chometz that gets delivered on Pesach. There is a story that this is a shaila of somebody made the Tesco delivery. This is a real shaila. Somebody made a Tesco delivery for Motzah Pesach, which that itself is a bit of a shaila. But it's probably, you want to be the first. You know, you don't want a Motzah Pesach. You want. Let's say you want, why would you want to have a Tesco delivery on Motzah Pesach?
Because you want to eat chometz.
You want to what? You want to eat chometz. So you want to, let's say you want a delivery of what?
My cereal now.
You want to, that's right. Corn shells, yeah, exactly. You want it all. Fine. And normally, you made your 2 hour slot or your 3 hour slot. I don't exactly know. You want to make your slot for after Nacht. But some sort of, sometimes they end up coming early.
They always do. Just doing the
mail.
Can you take
me away? Yeah, exactly.
They
so that's.
Call you on the yontif because you won't pick up the phone.
Okay, but they knocked on the door.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? They knocked on the door, and would you be able to? And what would be the
problem?
Yeah, problem. Problem. Not what happens if, let's say, you're in our home because you're already davening mincha. I don't know, and one of the little ones opened up and he starts delivering. There's other shyness in that as well because you know, obviously, there's. to Shalof Mecca. Chumem Kel to Shalof Mecca. So Ayin is very Shalos. But in terms of Bali Oye, Bali Motze, what would you say on that? A Tesco delivery, which contains the cereals and the flour and the perhaps a bit of pasta as well, if you're lucky. I don't know. And in the delivery on Pesach. Alle gute Sachen, yeah. Problem, or, yeah, it's a...
Shouldn't do it, really.
You shouldn't do it?
Probably,
Is it Bali Bali Matze?
No, it's probably just a bad idea for, you're over
it. Yeah, probably...
You just dumped it all here, you are, Mr. Mayor. I was just partial to a beer.
You just dumped it. So, the man says, it's going to be also. Well, by the time you get home, it's Nacht. Do you have to chuck the cereal?
But did you...
Because you've already paid for
it. You have paid for it. You have paid for it, right? So I know that some poskim amatir, I had once a discussion with a dayan about this. Because you're not paying. It depends on the technicalities of the companies, I think. But I think that you're not charged until the delivery, right? Mm-hmm. Until delivery. You're not charged until delivery. So therefore, really, it's fine to do that. You're not mekabel achayz either.
And the other thing is, you can any point when they're bringing it through your door, you've got the rights to say, I don't want that now.
Right. But there's a bit of a chayes, Shaila. Yeah, you could reject. You could just say, I don't want it, yeah. But there's a bit of a kabbalah achayz. What happens once you deliver it and it gets ruined, it gets destroyed? It gets. And what's going to be the halacha? Would you have to pay for it or not?
Yeah, I mean,
if that's the case, then Pshat is Yom Kabbalah Chayes, then it's yours. And it's going to be your chametz. And therefore, you're going to be Oyo Bali, Oyo Bali Matzah.
Even if someone in your house accepted it on your behalf.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's your chotzer, yeah.
I don't want it, my chotzer.
Yeah, but it's still.
My child opened the door and said, I didn't know what to do. So
And they open it and they deliver the door. So I say, I don't see any reason why it should be fine. I think I passed this. I don't know, what do you tie in it?
I think. Fair,
I think that probably would be a case of Bali or Bali Motze.
It's going to be. Sad Hetzar complaining maybe is if it's close to Nacht.
Then there's going to be opinions that it's only with that. Yeah.
You could have a shot.
Yeah. So let's see, Steve Gimel. We're going to maybe find a bit of a.
If you're to Akron, could you not get a. Bereret as well as Spain on the area?
It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. Yeah, it's too late. Yeah, talking about Netzis Ol, you reminded me of an interesting Shaila, and we should really discuss that as well. The Shaila is like this: what happens if a person is a Ben Chutz La'aretz? So like us, we're going Pesach to Netzis Ol, and you sell the chametz in Netzis Ol. So what's the Shaila?
They sell it back on.
They sell it back a day early. You chametz. In England, your chametz, which is sitting in Edgware, you know, you gotta make sure it's not yours over Pesach.
You basically can't do mechira in Eretz. The mechira in Eretz is.
It's gonna be one day early.
You can't really do it.
Can you? This fellow did. I want to know if what happens to him. He came back. His chametz was sold back on one day earlier than he wanted it back.
But
it's Mamash Shaila.
He was
in Eretz Yisrael. He stayed all Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. He sold the chametz in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't think of selling it over here. He sold the chametz in Eretz Yisrael. Can you picture such a scenario? Very, very likely. And you sell the chametz in Eretz Yisrael. And then, but you keep 2 days Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael because you are Ben Chutz La'aretz. Right? You sell the chametz and then they sell it back. Fine. You keep 2 days Yom Tov. You keep Achen Shal Pesach. They're all eating their pizzas already and their cereals and their pitot. And you're still eating your matzahs. You're still the shaggots eating matzahs. Yeah. So can you hear the shaila? So if you're an Eretz Yisrael, you keep another day. And the chametz you sold to Israeli Rav, and he's bought it all back from the guy 24 hours before you wanted it back. What's the din of the chametz?
On the opinions that say that you can keep where you are and all that,
the
opinions that you can,
that if you are there in Rome like the Romans, Shulchan Aruch Rav, yeah. You're saying that since
anyway that you could there's a sad,
yeah, very good, yeah. So since that poskim that hold Gdoyle poskim very choshev poskim hold that. You don't have to keep to the. You don't have to keep.
With regards to your property, Even if you
never
have
a
semichon, those opinions
that
you can, you don't.
But as far as you don't even have to go that far. You could say with regards to chometz avodah pesach, which is the abonon, you could say perhaps that it's a. Yeah, I saw this in one of the poskim. I forgot now who says that. I did see that somewhere. Something very similar to that. Yeah, one should certainly avoid that though. Yeah. Yeah, because it's the Shaila. The Shaila is also where is the chametz? There is a baliwa balimot. Is where you are, where the chametz is. That's a machloek as a chonim as well. Could be that the could be that it goes according to you. That won't help because if the, will it help? You see that if it's in your mind, you don't want to accept it. So what did the goy do when the goy the rabbi? What did the rabbi do? The rabbi bought it. The rabbi paid, and he paid for it. And now the guy said, all right, it's all back yours. So he's saying that you're not accepting of the Rav. The Rav is only accepting it on your behalf if you want it, but if you don't want it, then what happens? I don't know if that works. Could be that works. The Rav is like the in-between person, the agent, and although he paid for it, but you don't want it yet. So it's on the who would you say? Is the Rav perhaps? The Rav is an agent?
Doesn't make sense.
It goes back to the guy? Hefka? I wonder. Okay, it's something. It's a shaila. I saw that the poskim want to be making in such a case. The poskim want to be making in such a case. Save Gimel, page 58.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, and it's a darbonon. Very tzirufim. Chometz shel Yisrael. You've got chometz which belong to Yid. Shava, all of our Pesach, which and through Pesach also behano is also behano. You don't have to benefit. Chabad says chometz shel Pesach is also behano. Okay. Hafilu inicho shoygek, even if you are a shoygek, oy onus on oynes. So here we've got the following halacha. Chometz, which belonged to a yid, which went through Pesach, is also behano. Even if it was a shoygek or an onus. What's that? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Zayin. Also behano. The konsur rabbanon, chachomim made a knas. What's the correct translation of a knas? A fine. Is that what we're going to translate it over here? Chometz shel Pesach is a fine penalty. Yeah, penalty. I like penalty better. Is a penalty better? Yeah, it's a penalty. It's not a fine because fine has a monetary meaning. No, fine is normally a monetary.
It's not monetary.
Uh-huh.
All right. Is there a penalty that doesn't have a financial?
Yes, this. It's not direct. It's not intrinsically financial. It's just that you're not allowed to benefit. I know from it. Chachomim said you're not allowed to benefit from this chometz because you didn't get rid of it. Yeah, so is that could you call it a fine? Okay, fine, a punishment. That is a very important Mishnah Berurah. He directly connects the knas to the Isur Bali Roeh Bali Motzeh. Since you transgressed Bali Roeh and Bali Motzeh, therefore Chachamim said that it's also Be'ano. So Rabbi Yisai, if a person didn't sell his chometz and didn't get rid of it, he had his donuts stored and he didn't want to, couldn't get rid of it. He just like kept them in the freezer and he kept them. Now he didn't sell them and he had them the whole Pesach the way around. If he now eats them on after Pesach, what is he over on? On a deraisa or drabonon? It's a drabonon. So although he was over on a deraisa, but now he was over on every second he possessed chometz, he was over on. During Pesach, he possessed chametz, so he transgressed Paliwai Bali Motzeh. That was certainly on a Torah level perhaps every second. But now after Pesach, if he enjoys and derives benefit from it, it's the abonon of chametz or of Pesach. And it's a connection. That means that if you're not even Paliwai Bali Motzeh, there's no knas. Oh, very good. Now you're asking the excellent question that asks the brilliant question of the Bialocha. That's the Bialocha's question. Very good. That's exactly the long Bialocha over here. Brilliant. Yeah, very good. Rabbi Kagan asked the Bialocha's question. Bialocha, in the name of G'doyle Achoinim, says, one second here. What happens if a person did Bittul? It's a really excellent question. When a person, we always say Bittul, we say twice Bittul. Once before Abdikas Chometz and after the following day. So if we're saying Bittul, what do we say? When we say, Rabbi Kagan says, we say all the Chometz which I've got, he's bottle of a bottle, carved for the other. And it works. We know that a person over on Bali Roeh Bali Motzeh, once you've done Bittul, if you just do Bittul, and you don't get rid of it. You just state the bittul. Are you over by the Rabbani Matzah? You're not. That's it. On a Torah level, once you've done bittul, it's now lowered down to, you've got to still get rid of it with the Rabbanon. But on a Deraisa level, you're not over by the Rabbani Matzah. So Rabbi Kagan says that if you've done bittul, surely there should be no Balei Rabbani Matzah. And if there's no Balei Rabbani Matzah, surely there should be no Knas of Chazal HaPesach. Isn't that a brilliant question? It's a brilliant question. It's a mamash answer. It's a brilliant question. That's a Bialacha's question. Bialacha goes back and forth. The Bialacha, Lemaisa Paskans, in the name of various Achoinim, that Mevubat Shuvat Torah Shlomim, Eli Rabbe, Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'm going to read the words of it, which are Nagar for us. He says that there are many achoyim, so to cut the long bialocha short, this is many achoyim hold that even if you did a bittul, nevertheless, you're going to be over. Nevertheless, Chachomim made a knas of Chomash Olah Pesach, despite the fact that it's not on the Yaisa level. Lemaisa, all achoyim disagree. And he said that no, Chomash Olah Pesach is if you only did no bittul. So if you've got a machloekes achoinim over here, is there the knas of Chomash Olah Pesach if a person did bittul? Yes or no? It's machloekes achoinim. Halach lemaisa mishnah berurah paskens that you can't be lenient, behefset merubah, you can't be lenient. So that's how the mishnah berurah paskens lemaisa. But I know that many achoinim are very uncomfortable about this. And they say that no, even if a person did bittul, do you want to see the words? Look at the beginning. Bialocha dibo maschila filu inicho shoygi go'onos. Have you got it? Page 58. Dibo maschila filu inicho shoygi go'onos. I'm a mishdibo. Mecha basosam v'loi peresh imayra b'shemachim al shoygi go'onos. Loi bia v'gam loi bitel. Hu mishmochi osa. He's talking about a case that he did bitl or not. Havol in bitl, but perhaps if he did bitl, av shaloi potak machmas oynes. Hu do it into b'dika. Since at least he did it on the Deraisa level, he did the bittul. He's talking about if he did bittul or not. That's the shail over here. The Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah is we have some Berurah is lenient. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, what we cover this evening is the following. We learned Chometz Olah Pesach is Mutar Afilu. Chometz, no. We learned that Chometz, which belonged to a goy, is Mutar Be'achila, it's Mutar to everything. If the Chometz really belonged to a goy, it's fine, totally fine. That means that if you go to Tesco's and you buy, what's the name of that bread again?
King's Mill.
If you buy King's Mill bread on Motzah Pesach, is that a chumra not to? If you go to Tesco and you buy King's Mill, could it be also according to any opinion? Absolutely not. This is pure ignorance and amratzis on the worst level. If a person has a problem to buy, I mean. Again, leaving out all the other shalas, but to chometz which really belonged to a goy, and you can certainly enjoy that on Motzah Pesach. There's absolutely no shalas about that. That everybody agrees. That's Sif Aleph. If chometz really belonged to a goy over Pesach, that's not shalas. Right. There's no such thing like a mystical thing that if chometz existed over Pesach, then you're not allowed to. That's it doesn't exist. Is that if the yeah. It's right. Okay, now in the see, base teaches us that if a person receives chometz from a goy, you've got to ensure not to accept it, even achen shel Pesach, which is the opponent. Just don't accept it. Don't make him a sign language that you are interested in it. Just don't accept it, and your domain also should not accept it. Then we started the topic of chometz on our Pesach. We learned that it's also behana, even if it's shoy gomezit, and we discussed the point. That even if there's a machloek as a choinim as to whether if a person did bitul as to whether the gzeir of Chomash al Pesach exists or not, the Mishnah Berurah is makel, but yeah, but perhaps some rubber. Okay, good evening.